Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. Anytime you can put yourself in a situation where other people can tell you the way that they see you, you're going to learn a lot. I was in a meeting the other day with someone I've been having discussions with, going back and forth, to see if there's an opportunity for us to get into a relationship together. And we're talking, and he's explaining to me some of his challenges, what he's working on, what he's struggling with, and kind of where he wants to go. And he said to me, he said, "Look, I see you as," and then he finished the statement. It was something to the tune of, "I see you as, you know, kind of like a business coach for professional firms, but with a strong marketing focus." And, you know, whether or not I agree with that statement is not the point. It was extremely valuable to have somebody say to me, based on what they've seen of me, they've seen from my marketing, they've seen from my content, they've seen from my website, they've seen from my LinkedIn profile, based on this composite image they've created of me, to then repeat that back to me and say, "I see you as the following." And I think that's a really, really, really important thing for a couple of reasons. First of all, we position ourselves as consultants, as professional service providers, but we don't always know if that message is understood and heard properly, right? So I have a certain position that I'm trying to portray in the marketplace, but not everyone's paying a whole lot of attention, right? People are getting bits and pieces. "Oh, I saw your website. I saw a video you did. I glanced at your LinkedIn profile, maybe just the headline." And they're putting like little pieces of the puzzle together and creating this composite image of who I am. And I don't always know if it's resonating. I don't always know if they're getting the image that I'm trying to portray. So that's why when somebody says to me, "You know what, here's how I see you," then that's valuable data. Like, that's data that I can use, and I can say, well, either that's good or that's bad, right? Either I like the way that you're seeing me, I like the way that you're understanding who I am and what I do and how I can help, or I don't like it. Either way, that's valuable data, because if I like it, then I can keep doing more of that. And if I can kind of understand, well, what's making him see me that way? Like, what specifically was it? Did he watch a webinar? Did he look at my LinkedIn profile? Does he watch my videos? Like, what's given him that impression? The more that you can understand that, the better, because then you can keep doing more of those things, because they're reinforcing the positioning that you want to take in the marketplace. And if you don't like what's said, then you got some homework to do, right? Then you got to ask yourself, well, you know, so for example, you know, somebody came to me and said, "Well, you know, I see you as somebody who can write blog posts for me," right? Fortunately, that doesn't happen very much. It used to happen in the past, frankly, but not so much anymore. I think my positioning has improved. But, you know, if that were the case, then I'd have to really ask myself some tough questions, right? Why does this person think that I write blog posts for people? Like, what's giving them that impression that that's what I do? There must be something wrong in the way that I'm presenting myself and in the way that I'm communicating with the marketplace. And then I can go and I can try to fix that. But either way, putting yourself in situations where people can tell you what they think of you, they can tell you how they see you, is extremely valuable. So a couple things I want you to take away from this. Pay attention to what people say about you when you're having these conversations with an arm's length prospect who doesn't know a whole lot about you, maybe just recently discovered you, they've only got a couple of data points about you, and now they're having a conversation with you. A good way to kind of force that, if they don't come out and say it, is to ask them early on in the conversation, and I tend to do this quite often, is, "Look, why me? Why are we having this conversation?" You can go out and you can talk to others as well, but why is it you and me right now? Why'd you come to me? And see what they say, and that answer is going to be extremely valuable. The other thing to do is go out and proactively get answers to these questions. If you think there's a problem here, then be proactive about it and go and talk to 10 people who, they're a little bit arm's length, maybe, but at the same time, there's a level of comfort and trust in that, you know, you want their opinion on the way you're positioned, and ask them, based on what you've seen of me, maybe you've seen my content, you've seen my website, like, what are you understanding? Can you repeat it back to me? Like, what do you understand about who I am and what I do and who I help? And then take what they say and use that data to then make some changes. Either way, you want to better understand how people view you in their own words, so you can use that and make some decisions.
Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review, because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.